You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We are at the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I have the opportunity to sit down with two missionary kids. That's right. Students who have been a part of missionary families for a couple of years now. And they are taking some time out of all the fun and all the learning and all the activities here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering to talk with us and share their stories. We have Noah. Hey, Noah.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us here at the KFUO booth at the LCMS Youth Gathering. And Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
Thanks so much for being a part of this broadcast here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering.
Yeah, it's so fun.
So 20,000 plus people at the LCMS Youth Gathering. How are you feeling about that?
It's big. Like, it's really big.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to have this many people. So it's really amazing to see all of these kids from around the world just all coming together for one really big gathering.
What do you think about did you make it to the Mass event last night?
We did, and I was at the last gathering. Mm-hmm. So I think it's even a smaller crowd than that time, which is even more immaculate and incredible. I just think it's so powerful when we're all in that Mass event room and you can feel the heartbeat and the music pounding through your soul. It's
just you can feel
incredible.
The music.
Yeah, you can feel the music.
Well, thanks for coming to share your stories today. I want to learn a little bit more about life as missionary kids. So Grace, let's start with you. You've been a missionary kid for how much of your life?
3 years only.
All right. So started off in Ethiopia, is that right?
Yes. For 10 months, we lived in Ethiopia.
What was life like in Ethiopia for you?
It was probably the hardest year of my life, to be completely honest. It was a huge transition as far as where I went to school and also my first experience out of the U.S. And then, of course, the poverty exposure and all of that culture change for the first time was a lot to handle. And I was well-equipped but not prepared for it. And so, yeah, it was kind of rough, but as has proven over all of time, God is good and he's been with me and my family the whole time, and so we made it through.
And while you were in Ethiopia, your family was preparing to move somewhere else as well?
No. It was actually a shock when we were transitioned to Kenya, but it was a good move for our family. We started in Ethiopia. My mom is the called person in our family, and so she was the volunteer coordinator, and then they decided, because of the way the Ethiopian government works and kind of the difficulty of traveling there, it'd just be easier to bring volunteers and be a volunteer coordinator in Kenya, where it's a more central hub for all of East Africa and people can come to be volunteers easier. That's why we transitioned.
So you moved from Ethiopia to then Nairobi.
Yes.
So making this it was already a big transition moving to Ethiopia, then moving to Nairobi. What were some of the things that you liked about being in Nairobi, and what were some of the challenging things about making that transition?
I think I'll start with the challenging, because the good is better to hear at the end. Some of the challenges were my school got even smaller. And so one of the things my dad and I like to laugh about is my graduating class in Wake Forest, North Carolina, if I had stayed, would have been somewhere in the 500 student range.
Wow.
When I moved to the International School of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, it was about 60 students. So that already was a huge jump. And then I got to West Nairobi School in Karen, Nairobi, Kenya. And my graduating class was 15. So that was like the biggest change for me because I was a full-time student. So that's like where I saw the biggest changes. And it was like, it was good that I had people that were close to me, and going to a Christian school was amazing because it exposed me to a lot more and different things than what I was getting from the international community. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you recently graduated. Congratulations.
I did. Thank you.
And now here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering, but preparing for that next stage in life. So
yes.
What's next?
So I'm currently taking a gap year, mm-hmm. which means I'm going to take a year off from school before I go attend university. I have thought about being a director of Christian education and following in my mom's footsteps. But before I'm ready to do that, I want to take a year off and kind of reacclimate to living in America, get my first job because it's been a while since I've even babysat for any Americans or anything. And yeah, like get a driver's license and bank account and all that fun adulting stuff. And then probably community college after that, and then possibly a DCE program.
Excellent. Well, as a DCE who also attended community college before going to Concordia, I support that. I learned a lot in both places, and I'm very thankful for both education. So, yeah. Well, congratulations on your graduation, and
Thank
God's
you.
Blessings on your next step. Noah, living and serving with your family in Ethiopia.
Yes, that's correct.
So tell me a little bit about making that transition. How long have you been in Ethiopia?
I've been there for 3 years.
So... tell me about making that move. Where were you before you went to Ethiopia?
So before, my dad was stationed in a congregation in Georgia, Trinity Lutheran Church in Albany. Before that, we were actually serving in Kenya from 2010 to 2012. So, yeah.
Very cool. And so your dad serves as a theological educator, is that right?
Yes.
So what were some of the things when you made the transition? What did you like about living in Ethiopia? What was challenging? Did you go to the same school that Grace went to?
No, actually, I'm homeschooled.
Uh-huh.
So it was a little different. So the first 2 years, it was kind of difficult because being homeschooled, you don't really go out unless you make that effort. And not knowing anyone, being in an international place where it's just kind of massive, because Addis Ababa, Ethiopia has, 3.2 million people in the city, something like that. So being there and not knowing anyone, mm-hmm. it's kind of difficult and challenging. So
were there other things culturally that were new to you? Was there a language difference or other things culturally that were a challenge at first?
Well, the language is very different. It's a Semitic-based language, Amharic. So it was really difficult because... Yeah, you didn't know anything anyone said. So, but yeah, that was probably one of the hardest things, actually, is not understanding anything, not being able to order food at a restaurant, not being able to ask where the bathroom is, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So in the last 3 years, how have you grown and adopted this new culture?
Well, I think living in Ethiopia, it's helped me realize and see that, you know, you can kind of, you need to appreciate the small things.
Mm-hmm.
And like even coming back here, being able to turn on the light switch and realizing, well, it's going to be on, versus in Ethiopia where the power goes out a lot, you know, it's kind of like, you don't know if you'll have power for weeks at a time or not. So I think just learn to appreciate the small things and getting out and connecting with people, getting out of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. and just trying new things, you know, and meeting new people, things like that.
So you are you're homeschool right now, and
yes.
You haven't graduated yet, though.
No, one more year.
One more year. What are you studying this year in homeschool?
Just regular things, I guess. I mean, I don't like just your average basic mm-hmm. school subjects.
Have you started thinking about what you might like to do after you graduate?
I've been really looking into culinary institute, culinary arts, things like that. I really want to be a chef when I get older. That's a huge dream of mine.
Very good. Well, have you had a chance to check out any of the restaurants here in Minneapolis since you've been here for the gathering? Not yet?
No, not really.
Lots of great options right here in downtown. So what are you looking forward to in the next few days here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering? Any speakers or events that you're looking forward to going to?
I think this morning we went to the comedy show, mm-hmm. or one of them, and that was really fun. And we heard I Am They perform, which they're one of my favorite bands. And then also the Toby Mac concert last night was amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've loved him since I was like 5 or something, like whenever he started. So that was really awesome. Yeah, just pretty much all the sessions that we've planned out we're looking forward to them.
Good. Any particular studies or anything like that, or any of the servant events that you have on your schedule? It's a pretty busy schedule. There's a whole app for the schedule, so yeah. I'm sure it's hard to keep track of all of it.
No, not really. I mean, we're just excited to be in this environment with everybody else and see what's going on and kind of do our own thing.
Well, there are over 20,000 people here at the National Youth Gathering and lots of people to meet, I'm sure. Probably haven't met too many that have traveled as far as you have to be here, though, yet, have you?
We actually were sitting with the other international students, and so we made friends from Hong Kong and Germany and a few other places, so that was really fun.
Did you get to help out at the first night, the mass event with the flags?
Yeah. Noah and I were partners, and we were holding the Arizona flag.
Very good. Well, how exciting to be a part of this gathering of so many people, so many Lutherans celebrating our real present God.
Amen.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you both, and thanks for sharing your stories about being missionary kids, being part of missionary families, serving the Lord and doing the Lord's work around the globe. Thanks for being here on the Coffee Hour, Noah and Grace. Thanks for being our guests.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates at the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.